Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down. About time to form what Paul calls one new humanity, one new man, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. I'm talking to Rabbi Jonathan Burness about something that has been stolen, literally hijacked from the church. And that's biblical confession. And Jonathan has taken it to a whole new level of power and intensity because he has come up with the traditional Jewish method of being able to read the ancient supernatural language of Hebrew with those original promises in that ancient language, which leads supernatural level upon supernatural level. And in fact, you help us do this. Explain again how you do this transliteration system and this Sabra, this native-born Israeli, that helps us really to pronounce it the way Jesus did.
Right. Well, first of all, Sid, let me answer a question that you didn't ask. Why Hebrew? Why is Hebrew so important? Can I confess the scriptures in English or in my native language, and God will hear it and build faith? The answer is yes, but the Hebrew dimension, I believe, is something that God is restoring as part of the last days restoration of all things. You know, it says that Jesus, Yeshua, is waiting in the heavenlies to return until the restoration of all things. And Hebrew is a divine restoration. The original language of the Old Testament is Hebrew. The various names of God, which convey his identity, his nature, his attributes, are all revealed to us in the Hebrew language. The promises of God, such as promises of healing, deliverance, divine provision, supernatural peace, salvation, are all in the original Hebrew language. So it stands to reason, I believe, Sid, that if we're going to experience the greatest impact, the greatest depth, and the fullest meaning, we go to the roots, which is Hebrew. Now, I applied this to a principle that for 30 years now has been life-transforming. Thanks to you, God really used you to bring me into this revelation of faith. That confession of the word brings transformation because it releases faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. For with the mouth confession is made unto. With the heart we believe. With the mouth confession is made unto. Romans 10:10. And so what I've done is very few people listening can speak Hebrew or read Hebrew. It takes years of study. I was in Hebrew school. Compulsory Hebrew school from age 7, and I never learned Hebrew very well. I wasn't a great student. But there's a method, I wish I could take credit for it, but it was developed by our Jewish pioneers that came to America, our Jewish ancestors. As they came to America and began to assimilate and lose the Hebrew language, they wanted to preserve Hebrew in the synagogue, in worship. And so this method called transliteration is a brilliant method of taking the Hebrew and making it readable by phonetically, like when you see a dictionary, it phonetically putting it into the English so that it follows the phonetic pronunciation. Shalom, for example. Many may recognize the Hebrew word shalom, but if you use the transliteration, it would be shah, S-H-A, then we'd separate it, lom, L-O-M-E, for example, shalom. So you phonetically sound it out. And then to get the accents right and the pronunciation right, I had a sabra, a native Hebrew speaker, record these healing promises onto CD with music in the background. And you can actually follow along with the native Hebrew speaker as you follow the verses in Hebrew, transliteration, and English. And in the minute you open the book and put the CD in, you're confessing the healing promises of God in Hebrew. The creative word of God is going forth. It's getting into your hearing, releasing faith, and said healing is going to pour out of this, deliverance is going to come out of this, transformation is going to come as a result of those that do, that put this to work in their life.
I'd like our people to hear this actual CD, which is called Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures.
Exodus 15:26. And he said, if you diligently heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.
Vayomer, im shamoa tishma lekol Adonai Elohecha, vehayashar be'enav ta'aseh. והאזנת למצוותיו, ושמרת כל חוקיו. כל המחלה אשר שמתי במצרים, לא אשים עליך, כי אני אדוני רופאיך.
Deuteronomy 32:39. Now see that I, even I, am he, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Nor is there any who can deliver from my hand.
Re'u ata, ki ani, ani hu, ve'en Elohim imadi, ani amit va'ahaye, mahatzti va'ani erpa, ve'en miyadi matzil.
See, it really is that easy. People don't believe it when I say this. No, right off the bat, you can be confessing Hebrew, and in a short time with the correct accents, pronunciation, everything.
I mean, most people think they have to go to 4 years of theology school in order to be able to speak Hebrew.
Well, if you want to converse in Hebrew in Israel, yes. But if you want to appropriate the promises of God for healing, no. You can do it right away now.
Okay. Now, the devil tries to get you one way or another. First, he tries to stop you from confessing God's word. But then he goes into excess. Explain.
Well, tongues has revolutionized my prayer life. I don't understand what I'm speaking, which is good because it bypasses my mind. But as it says in Jude, I'm building up my faith, my most holy faith. I'm energizing myself. I'm charging the battery. Well, confession is the same idea. We're confessing the word of God. It's eventually it's to bypass our mind and drop into our spirit. But there's those that have thrown out the baby with the bathwater. They see someone speaking in tongues out of place in church, or someone that they consider strange, and they connect it with tongues, and so they say this is not for today. And what they do is they throw out the baby with the bathwater. Well, I see confession, the same thing happening with confession. There's been excesses where it's been based on greed. Anything I ask for, even if it's based on greed, God will give me, but biblical confession is what I'm talking about here. Biblical confession said is about getting his word, which incidentally is his will, into our hearts, into our spirits, because that's where faith is built up. With the heart we believe, with the mouth confession is made unto. This is a biblical principle, and that's what I want people to understand, that builds faith. So yes, there's been excesses, but we can't throw out the baby with the bathwater. This is a life-transforming biblical principle. And another thing said, faith is not about ignoring reality. That's a misconception.
So when someone is going around and they look like they're on their last leg physically, and they say, someone says to them, are you feeling okay? Oh, yes, I'm wonderful.
Yeah, that's not true faith. And true faith isn't going around sneezing on someone because you have a cold and saying, I'm not sick. That's you know what that is, Sid? That's calling that which is as though it were not. That's not faith. You know what faith is?
What?
Calling that which is not as though it were. Calling that which is unseen yet promised in the Word of God as though it were. That's what faith is. It's not running around saying, I'm not sick, I feel great. It's confessing the Word of God. It's believing the reality of the Word of God. By believing it, I'm including confessing the Word of God over the reality. I'm not ignoring reality, but I'm embracing the greater reality of God's word, of his promises.
So his promises is much higher than your symptoms.
That's exactly right. I'm going through a rough time, but the reality of the word of God is greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I'm going to keep confessing that. I'm going to stand in front of the mirror, and guess what? It's going to drop into my spirit, and the situation hasn't necessarily gone away, but guess what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, and I walk in the spirit of an overcomer.
You know, I've asked you this before, but it's so important to me. You've made it very clear that confessing and meditating in God's promises in English is as good as you can get. But there is something supernatural about doing it in Hebrew.
I really believe that. And Sid, I believe that the Messianic Jewish movement is to play a role in restoring, helping to restore to the church the Jewish roots of our faith, a treasure that's been lost. And the Hebrew language is part of the Zephaniah 3:9. I'll restore this pure language. That word pure also means shining. When I think of shining, I think of glory. The glory of God is on the Hebrew language. The promises of God were given to us in Hebrew. The names of God, which reveal his character, are Hebrew names. And I just believe there's a release of greater power and greater anointing in the Hebrew.
Okay, consider yourself challenged. I know you can't wait to get this beautiful workbook and CD called Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures, available for a gift of $35. Shabbat broadcast. I want to pray over you. This is a prayer that Moses was instructed by God to pray over you, but it's in a new covenant way. The Lord has blessed you. The Lord has kept you. The Lord has caused his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord has granted you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu.
Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha.
To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 315-21, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.